USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A suspect now under arrest for the shooting of baseball star David Ortiz in a Dominican Republic bar on Sunday night is facing charges of being an accomplice to attempted murder. That suspect was detained after the shooting and appeared in court late Tuesday. The man who fired the shot, though, is still at large. Comedian Jon Stewart pleading with lawmakers to reauthorize a fund that provides health care to 9/11 first responders. Stewart giving emotional testimony at a Capitol Hill hearing.
They showed us what was so worthy of our country, why it was so important for us to fight back. And I feel like I can never repay that.
The fund providing benefits to first responders and others dealing with illnesses related to the 2001 attacks is running short of money. Stewart angry that more lawmakers did not attend that hearing yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like Becky's picture of another perfect waterfall, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Becky, it's that you hate that she's there, and you're at work listening to Lisa talk about her alleged food allergies. Don't hate like Becky's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents...
And Doug. Is that your pet Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an Emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I wouldn't
consider. So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
There were some big dueling political events in the state of Iowa yesterday, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
President Trump and Joe Biden are campaigning in Iowa. During a speech, the president says, "No one respects the former vice president."
Treat our country with no respect, and you see that with Biden. We would never be treated with respect because people don't respect him, even the people that he's running against. They're saying, "Where is he? What happened?"
Biden tells reporters the president is a threat to the country.
Talking about where I disagree with the issues, why he's doing such damage to the country. That's totally different than attacking his character, or lack thereof.
I'm Wendy King.
Meanwhile, President Trump's gotten a bump in his latest approval ratings. The findings from Quinnipiac University putting Mr. Trump close to his two-year high at 42% approval. Among Democratic contenders, Biden leads with approval of 53%. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The man accused of shooting an off-duty Los Angeles County deputy in the back of the head in California the night before last is also a suspect in a murder. 30-year-old Rhett Nelson of St. George, Utah, arrested late yesterday. L.A. Police Chief Michael Moore says Nelson is believed to have killed a different person on Monday before then walking into a Jack in the Box fast food restaurant and shooting the off-duty deputy Joe Solano, who's reportedly in grave condition. House Oversight Chairman Democrat Elijah Cummings offering to hold off on his committee voting to hold Attorney General Bill Barr and Commerce Chief Wilbur Ross in contempt if his committee receives certain documents by later today. It's the day the committee was planning to vote on contempt charges. Cummings sending a letter to Barr late yesterday with that offer, responding to a Department of Justice letter earlier in the day that threatened to ask President Trump to exert executive privilege over the documents on that census citizenship question. And a San Diego judge has declared a mistrial on the remaining charges against former NFL star Kellen Winslow II after a jury found him guilty of rape and two other charges in the case. They told him on eight remaining charges they were deadlocked. Remember, you can find us online anytime. We have a newly redesigned website, in fact, at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.